Oompa Loompa Doopity Doo. We've got good economic news for you. It's about a chocolate factory that's coming to Bloomington.
The sales are actually up as people are sitting at home. So I think that people are indulging in chocolate, which is a win for us.
That's EDC Chief Patrick Hoban. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, November 20th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with candy maker Ferrero North America announcing a $75 million expansion at its Bloomington plant. As Eric Stock reports, the plant will become the international candy maker's first chocolate manufacturing center in the U.S.
Ferrero's chocolate is currently made in Europe. Ferrero North America president Paul Chibe says the company produces cocoa powder and cocoa butter at its Canadian facility near Toronto. It'll be delivered to Bloomington to make the chocolate.
It's not that far of a truck ride or a train ride to get from there to our Bloomington facility.
Ferrero will take advantage of incentives several local taxing bodies approved earlier this year. An expansion of an enterprise zone allows Ferrero to get several incentives, including a sales tax break on building materials. Chibe says that was key to the deal.
Great economic incentives by the state of Illinois, you know, a great community in Bloomington, great site and workforce in the Bloomington team that works there. It made it very, very attractive to make this investment in Bloomington.
Patrick Hoban, president of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council, says Ferrero also is exploring whether to expand its facilities in Canada or Mexico.
We met with them multiple times, along with the city of Bloomington, to find out what it would take to land this project in Bloomington, and the Enterprise Zone was what it took.
Chibe acknowledges the pandemic delayed the project by creating travel and other logistical challenges and some uncertainty in the market. But he says sales have endured the economic downturn.
Our category, I think, has served a good point of relief for people. At least we're bringing some normalcy to everyday life with confectionery.
The company says the new facility will employ about 50 workers. Construction is set to begin next spring. Ferrero makes dozens of chocolate and candy brands, including Butterfinger, Baby Ruth, Nutella, and Fannie Mae candies. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's testing positivity rate dropped to just over 11% yesterday, down sharply from the day before. But there were 166 new cases and the 47th COVID-related death reported. Cynthia Baker of Normal was sentenced to life in prison for killing 8-year-old Rika Roundtree. The judge in the case called her violent discipline of the child pure evil and demented. 8 more House Democrats went on record saying they wouldn't vote for Mike Madigan for another term as Speaker. He now appears to lack the votes he'd need to keep the job in January. And the Illinois High School Association has halted winter sports, at least for now. The IHSA's Board of Directors made the announcement just days after the governor ordered new mitigations intended to reduce coronavirus spread. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Twelve Bloomington bars go before a special liquor commission meeting this afternoon to deal with alleged violations of the ban on indoor service to slow the spread of the coronavirus. But there wouldn't be violations without customers. Katrina Peterson found some of the bar goers and has this report.
Video has been circulating on social media of a packed Daddy-O's, a downtown bar in Bloomington, allegedly taken Saturday when the bar should not have been open because COVID mitigation rules. Somewhere in that video is Illinois State University student Anna Feltes and her friends.
It was packed, as always. Nothing different. There were some people wearing masks, the bartenders wear masks, but most people don't. Me and my friends don't as well, but we also know the risk, and like we take that upon ourselves.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner calls the actions of Feltes, her friends, and bar owners totally irresponsible. Anna Feltes says she knows there are people who are more uncomfortable than she is when it comes to COVID. Feltes and her friends say they already had COVID and her risk is lower now. She resists Renner's label of irresponsible.
If that's your belief, I'm totally fine and okay with that. It's just not my belief nor my friends. And if you would like to stay in by all means. But me and my friends, we're not afraid of the risk, so we're going to keep going out.
Feltes and her friends go out nearly every weekend and says Daddy-O's is one of her favorite bars.
I think I'm safe. I feel fine going out, but that's me personally. I know some people are uncomfortable, but I am comfortable with it, so I'm going to keep going out until they do shut down for good.
College-aged people are the hardest-hit age group for COVID-19 in McLean County. The New York Times is reporting Bloomington Normal is the number 2 metro area in the country per capita for the speed of increases in COVID-19 cases. Other students don't condone what Feltes and her friends are doing. Student Government Association member Jamon Lewis says he continues to stay safe despite catching his groove after transferring to ISU.
And knowing that you can help contribute to saving someone's life, I think that's what kept me at home. That supersedes any of my, you know, wants of wanting to be out and wanting to experience the nightlife and whatnot. And I still find ways to hang out with people, whether it's one-on-one or socially distanced. So I find there are ways around it, and it's just adapting to it instead of fighting against it.
Students will soon go home for winter break. That may pose a risk for family members. Lewis says he has a 90-year-old relative he constantly thinks about in following guidelines. Meanwhile, Anna Feltes and her bar hopper friends could soon have fewer places in which to violate safety rules. One of the penalties for bar owners found guilty is a temporary loss of their liquor licenses. I'm Katrina Peterson.
A special Liquor Commission meeting is scheduled for 4 p.m. to hear the complaints against the dozen Bloomington bars. We'll have coverage at our website, WGLT.org. Before we let you go, we'll be following a hearing today when former Normal police officer Brian Williams is expected to enter a plea in his theft and official misconduct case. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.